Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life on Vivid Life Radio. I'm Pam Butler. Today our show is about how to live longer and healthier, talking about the effect of industrialized nutrition. So I'm really excited to introduce my guest today, Dr. Matt Farrick. He's a personal friend of mine and also, you know, he guides me medically and has helped me and a lot of people in our community to understand and realize the importance of the food that we eat. Matt is the author of a very eye-opening and informative book called Dr. Matt's Plan. Matt earned his medical degree in 1998. He has a board certification in emergency medicine. He works in the emergency room. Spending time in the emergency room, Matt began to realize that man-made diseases were responsible for a majority of the visits into the emergency room. So then he began a lifelong initiative to learn preventative medicine and age management, and that is such an important topic in today's society. So, Matt, thank you so much for being here this morning. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. So we have a lot of information to cover, and, you know, I think I want to start off because I think your story, you know, your journey over the past, say, 20 years is a really important one. I think you're a great role model. So I'd like to start back to the days that you were in medical school and kind of maybe just talk about, you know, the process of being in medical school, but also probably more importantly, how you were feeling physically, mentally, and spiritually during that time.
Sure. So, you know, medical school and my residency program all actually took place in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and just like any other medical school training, it was very hard. There was a lot of knowledge to gain, a lot of experience to take in, which all led to what we were eating then and what we were drinking. I mean, we were drinking tons of coffee and eating food, pizza on a daily basis. We weren't really respecting our bodies. And likely we also didn't have the knowledge to do that. They weren't teaching us that in medical school. So it was during that time that we shuffled through school and shuffled through residency, and I came out on the other side with the knowledge that I needed to do what my specialty is, but I had no knowledge about how food really impacts our society and that food is really the biggest denominator of why we have all these what I call man-made diseases.
Right,
these man-made
right.
diseases are high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, and the sequelae of them, strokes and heart attacks and cancer.
Right. So there's obviously the repercussions of, you know, the food and the toxins that we not only put in our bodies, but, you know, the toxins that we surround ourselves with, whether it be environmental toxins or relationships in our lives. But, you know, going back to those days in medical school, I mean, we all kind of have that stereotypical picture in our mind of, you know, what it's like for residents and not sleeping. And like you said, just grabbing whatever food you can to fill up your bodies and drinking the coffee to stay up late at night. So, you know, I guess when you were in the emergency room, what were some of the cases that you were seeing that kind of tipped you off and got you to thinking that, you know, there's more to it and that there's more to the nutrition component?
Sure. And that's actually more of a personal story for me because I started to develop these issues that I was treating in the emergency room. I was overweight. Coming out of medical school residency, I was overweight. I developed high blood pressure. My cholesterol was through the roof. I was very inactive. My quality of life was really in the gutter. And actually, I was looking in a mirror as I saw every patient in the emergency room, that this is me, and this is what I developed over the last 12 years of my education. I have developed into the patient that I'm treating. So it took me a step back and say, what is the denominator here? What did I do to my life in the last 12 years that led me to this position? And I also looked at my patients as well, and the biggest thing that I see was industrialized food. It is food that's genetically modified, processed, and refined. All these aspects of food that we are ingesting is what's causing us to be sick and causing me to be sick as well.
Well, how did you kind of connect the dots, though? You know, how did you connect the dots that, you know, the patients that were coming into the emergency room, whether it be, you know, like a heart attack or high blood pressure, how did you make that correlation and connection to the food part of it?
Right. So, great question. It's because I started to look upon myself, because I started developing these problems, and I became the walking time bomb, that in another 10 years, I would be the one having a heart attack. And also, I started to have a family then, and I needed to teach my family as well, like, wait a minute, we need to take a step back and see that food is really the most important aspect of our life in terms of staying healthy, and that we need to regulate what is going into our bodies so we won't develop these diseases, just like I started to develop them myself. And that's where I had to turn things around, not only for myself, but also teach others, especially my residents and students. And that's where Dr. Matt's plan came about, the book, is to teach others about what I have learned about food.
So did you get, I could just imagine, you know, maybe some of the other doctors, your coworkers. I mean, did you get like a lot of laughs and people just kind of rolling their eyes, you know, at what you were talking about, or did you get full on support? You know, it's kind of that the juxtaposition that we're in right now with Eastern versus Western medicine and the approach to it.
Right. I sort of became like a little bit of a quack. You know, Teaching about food to my residents and not teaching them about what's the latest high blood pressure medication that they should be using for a patient. But, you know, overall, I needed to get that information out there, but I also needed the correct information. And that's why I took an initiative after my residency and after several years of practice to do a fellowship in anti-aging and regenerative medicine. And through those 2 years of training there, that's when I really, really opened my eyes to the power of foods, nutrition, the power of fruits, veggies, and berries that are responsible for keeping us healthy.
Right. Well, you know, I think more and more people are receptive to it nowadays. You know, it's become that conversation, the conversation that we're having today, the conversations that I'm having on the show, Return to Life, you know, are definitely more mainstream and more widely accepted. But, you know, again, at that time when you were starting Dr. Matt's plan, I would imagine, you know, it was a little bit more of a foreign concept. So I want to talk a little bit more about that before we get into, you know, how you made the change and then how you helped other people make the change. But we're going to take a quick break, Matt, and then we'll come back and, you know, get into some great tools that you can provide for the listeners. So you're listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. My guest today is Matt Farrick, author of Dr. Matt's Plan. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler, and I'm talking to Dr. Matt Barrett. And Matt's sharing some great information, and we've talked, you know, in the first part of our show, Matt, we've talked about your days in medical school and you kind of drawing the correlation to a lot of illnesses that you saw in the emergency room, you know, to the food, to the toxins, to the things that people are eating. So I'd like to now kind of move a little bit forward in time to, okay, you're making your shift, you're writing Dr. Matt's plan. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the research that you were doing and how the book and the plan kind of came together.
Sure. So when I started to write the book, I needed to make into some kind of format of what is the history of food for the first thing is where does our food come from? What is the history of it? And that's when we started looking at industrialized food processing. And also that's when chemists start making things out of foods. So, for example, a product that grows naturally in the ground, now they started to genetically modify it. And when you genetically modify a food, our bodies don't recognize it as the original food that was been exposed to for 10,000 or 100,000 years. So that's one thing. And then they started developing chemicals that are totally foreign, such as high fructose corn syrup, a sugar that was and still is in many sodas and many foods. Even your old barbecue sauce may still have high fructose corn syrup. So where I started really doing my research is by reading labels. What is in the food packaging that I was buying? Was it a food label? Or just a label that contains all these chemicals that were joined together to look like a food? And once you start researching your labels is when you start asking questions. What is this thing that I'm eating?
Right. So, you know, I think probably the biggest thing that, and I know that I myself have struggled with this and, you know, clients, students that I have as well, you know, our society today is an on-the-go, stressed-out society. And, you know, I think between the food that we're eating and the stress that we're under, technology and the workplace and, you know, just all of the horrific things going on in the world, you know, it is leading to all these diseases. But unfortunately, our society has made it easy for us, this on-the-go society, to just grab and go from fast food restaurants or, you know, even in the grocery store. And the food really is, you know, what you're saying, it's either full of GMOs or full of poison. So how do you make that shift? Like, how do you coach your family? How do you coach your patients to eat more healthy? Because it seems like it's a hard task, but how do you make it easy?
It is a hard task. And it is a, I don't know if you remember the movie The Matrix, but in one of the scenes, Keanu Reeves had to choose the red pill or the blue pill. The red pill kept him in Never Never Land, and the blue pill actually brought him back to reality. And that's what many people in our society have to realize is that once you open your eyes to the reality of your food and how what an impact it does and what an impact has for your family and your longevity, that's when you start realizing and you start realizing you need to make the correct choice. So, for example, if you're running out the door, are you going to grab that apple and a banana or are you going to grab a bag of Doritos? It's a choice. And that choice is what helps people get stronger and better. And once you start feeling better, once you realize that you can become more active, less tired, sleep better, concentrate better, take that yoga class, take the meditation class, go out for a run. And that's when you start realizing you could do more and more and more. And that's what happened to me. in my 20s and 30s, that's how I felt. I was just tired and just ridden of again, sick all the time. So in my, I don't want to say how old I am now, but I feel better now than in my 20s and 30s. It's incredible. And it's just because I changed my food around.
Right. And I think that that's something that a lot of people can relate to. You know, I think a lot of people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of our physicians that don't have the mindset of you, they just want to prescribe some sort of medication. Or unfortunately, people, you know, are getting to the point where they are having the heart attack and it's, you know, it's almost too late. So, you know, I think the things that you're talking about with the food, with the movement, the exercise, the meditation, it then becomes that conversation of how do we prevent these diseases from the onset rather than, you know, being in that reactive state of, holy cow, this has already happened to me. Now what do I do? You know, we're reacting rather than responding. And I think, you know, that responding word is so important that, you know, we're taking care of ourselves on a daily basis, being responsible for the choices that we're making so that we don't have these catastrophic medical issues. So, you know, getting back to the food component, and you know, I have a teenager, she's going to be going off to college, and, you know, I remember being in college and ordering, you know, pizza in the middle of the night, and obviously their food choices, you know, are not the healthiest ones. How do you guide someone, you know, that may not have the options available or afford it? You know, a lot of people say, oh, I can't eat organic because it's so expensive. You know, what's your recommendation for that?
Sure. It is very important for us to be reactive, because if we never become reactive, we'll still be a spiral down and lead to these catastrophic consequences. So being reactive is the most appropriate thing for our lives, but we also have to be proactive for our kids. And that's, you know, my kids are very young and I started them now. The ways I started with them is, for example, the very young ones, I have a garden. I have my own garden system, and my kids watch our kale grow, watch our lettuce grow, watch our tomatoes and cucumbers grow. And they could see how I can grow food that does not have pesticides, how I can grow food that has so many nutrients in it from whole foods, not just a vitamin mix of some kind. And that's where we start teaching our young ones, very young, that there are choices, that we could grow our own food. We could choose an apple instead of a bag of chips. We could choose a banana or a banana with a healthy shake of some kind instead of that chocolate cake. So we have to be reactive with ourselves and proactive for our kids.
Right. So tell me now about, you know, the shift that you've made in your own life and, you know, going from being sick and tired of being sick and tired and not feeling good and having that brain fog and being lethargic and whatnot to, you know, where's Dr. Matt's plan taking you, and what are some of the things that you'd like to share, you know, that have been helpful and beneficial in your life that may be able to help other people live longer and live healthier and happier?
Sure. So, you know, and that's part of the actual plan that I wrote about. And that's where we start talking about what are we putting in our bodies? How do we replace the things that we put in our bodies with good things, good foods, good nutrients? What do we start to stay away from? Even simple things, even a simple thing like toothpaste, something you use at least twice a day, you are bombarding your senses with artificial flavors and colors and chemicals, especially our young ones, which can lead to disastrous results just from a simple thing of toothpaste. You'd be amazed the amount of sucralose that is in toothpaste that I give to I was giving to my kids for when they were very young, that I was like, wait a minute, why am I bombarding their taste buds with this artificial chemical? And then they want it. They want that sweetness. They want to experience that sweetness more often. They'll grab the sweeter foods or the artificially sweetened foods. So that's where we start replacing foods, things that we put on our mouth, with more natural substances.
And how do you suggest people, well, obviously Dr. Matt's plan is a great resource. How else do you, you know, guide people to find more out about not only the food, but the toxins, you know, whether it be the soap that we're using or the lotion? You know, one of the things that was really surprising to me that I hadn't even thought about was, you know, I have really dry skin, so I put body lotion on my body every day. Well, there's some body lotions that are really toxic and bad for you, and you're putting that on your skin, and the skin is one of the largest organs in your body. That's leading to more toxicity. I mean, it's just, the list goes on and on. It's mind-blowing.
The huge is absolutely tremendous. But in my book, I try to condense it to 10 things that I thought at that time were, and I still think these are very important, that are the most important to change the mindset of ourselves, for ourselves and for our children. And these are the 10 things. They're really quick. Ready? First one, clear your environment of toxins. We have to clear our environment of artificial colors and sweeteners such as sucralose. The yellow packets, the blue packets, the pink packets, all got to go. We clean out our kitchens. Try to clean out our kitchens of corn, wheat, dairy, corn syrups, high fructose corn syrup. Most of these foods, when they're refined, they're usually GMO products. And when they're refined, they really expose the sugars and the proteins in them. For example, the gluten in wheat. And these things are very inflammatory to our systems. Three, stay clear of the seafoods. Seafoods, I call them the cakes, cookies, crackers, candy, chips, and chocolate. Chocolate is a little gray area because there are some chocolates that are actually healthy for you. Decrease your dependency on GMO ingredients. So you try to buy organic as best you can. Sometimes you can't, and that's okay if you can't buy organic, but at least wash your food, wash your produce, wash your veggies with water to at least to try to eliminate as many pesticides that may have been used on the food. This is a big one for our society. Plan daily to eat a plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of food that we eat really incorporates a lot of animal products. And it's been shown through a lot of different studies, and especially through the China study, that when a person eats more than 10% of protein from an animal product, it's actually a risk factor for cancers. Drink filtered water every day, but you don't want to drink water that's deficient in minerals. So having a glass of water out of your refrigerator is probably the best option you have.
Okay.
Limit your alcohol intake. And what I mean by alcohol is usually the hard alcohols. They tend to be a little more inflammatory to the mouth and the esophagus, also a risk factor for cancer of those areas. Establish a weekly activity guide. So take your week and see what can you do in those. Can you do some cardiovascular? Can you do a little resistance training? Can you do some yoga and rest? Rest is actually a very important a part of a daily living. Adequately sleep every day without pharmaceuticals. So instead of taking that pill to go to sleep, try to do something in your mind, meditate, slow down the process, shut down the TV, shut down your phone, and just let your mind be at ease. The TV and the phones are the most disastrous thing before we sleep.
Absolutely. Keep going.
Lastly,
what number are we on?
Number 10. Ready, last one.
Fresh, the grand finale.
Start fresh every week until it feels correct and right. So you may flounder a little bit during the week, and you may reach for something else that you may have not. But you know what? Monday comes around, you know you could start fresh again until you get it down day by day by day. You start feeling wonderful as the weeks go on.
Those are great tools. Thank you so much for ripping through those so quickly. You know, I want to guide our listeners to your website, www.drmattsplan.com, and you can get the book on your website, right?
Yes, actually, they will direct you to Amazon. There may be still some soft covers left on Amazon, but there's the Kindle version still available as well.
Okay, so definitely pick up the book. And I think probably the last thing, maybe the 11th thing that I'm going to add to your list is celebrate. celebrate the successes. It's all about baby steps. We're all human. We all fall, but it's about how we pick ourselves back up again. So taking your top 10 tips and applying them and hopefully beginning to live a longer, healthier, and happier life. Thank you so much, Matt, for being here today and sharing all of your amazing wisdom with us to keep us from making visits to the emergency room. All good information.
Thank you so much, Pam. It was a pleasure having me on your show today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you all. This is Pam. To return to life, I hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit, and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do and life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher and spiritual coach, Pam Butler, guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.